Hi everyone, I'm Nada Rothbart. I live here in the beautiful town of Sonoma, California, and I love it. My hope with this podcast is to introduce you to what it's like to live and work in Sonoma by sharing the personal experiences of notable personalities from our community. As a global real estate advisor with Engel & Polkers, I am fortunate to assist national and global buyers coming to Sonoma. Welcome to my podcast, Sonoma Voices. Welcome to another episode of Sonoma Voices. Today, our guest is Stuart Piontek, owner of the fabulous Stage Interiors in Sonoma. Stuart, take it from me, what are you doing on a daily basis?
My business provides the foundation for stagers throughout the Bay Area. So I provide furniture, rugs, some art, and then the stagers that I work with, they come in after we place the furniture, and they, you know, they make the beds and hang the art and add their accessories. And of course, they're the designers, so they pick the styles and the looks that they want. And yeah, that's what we do. We've been doing it since my business has been going on since 1993. So it's been 31 years. I know I started when I was 27. I feel like an old man, but yeah, so that's what we do.
I saw you in action quite a few times with stagers working on planning what to do in my listings. It's so incredible to watch you, two talented people, so quiet, whispering to each other. Within minutes, you're all done. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Some people would not come up with this in years. I learned from you that you are providing furniture and stagers work along with you for the second layer. You called it in the past soft layer, and that's how you together make it beautiful. What I would say is you turn houses into magical homes. I learned from you and your stagers what staging is. So can you tell me, maybe you remember better than I do.
Well, you know, I always say that, you know, there are people who say they invented staging. You know, I always say that staging has been happening since the first home was ever sold, right? At some point, somebody's gone in and done something to make the house look better to get it ready for sell. And staging starts there, right? For me, I learned a long time ago, when I started my business, it was back when the Silicon Valley boom was just taking off, and houses in Palo Alto were going from, you know, $450,000 to $1 million overnight. And now, of course, they're 6 million, right? But what was happening is that was happening so quickly. And then people were going to these $1 million houses, but the furniture and the stuff that was in the house didn't reflect what they expected in a $1 million house. So their fantasy of what the house was wasn't being fulfilled. So number one, I think staging fulfills the fantasy that of what you expect that house to be. I also think that staging is a tool to show scale. You know, there are some very small bedrooms out there, and even the owners themselves might not think that a twin bed would fit or something like that. And then they're always surprised when we put something in that room that they never expected would fit in that room. And it was a room that they had thrown away, you know, literally thrown away in their minds. But lo and behold, you turn a twin bed on the short wall, and that room suddenly visually becomes twice as big. And that's especially important in photographs. So it's showing scale, it's filling the fantasy. And, you know, it's a lot of fun. And when I first started, staging wasn't as common as it is now. It's become a big industry. I remember back in the late 80s, because I was working at a furniture rental company before I started my business, I remember that it really wasn't even called staging yet. They were kind of fumbling around for a name for it at that time. And staging was one of the terms, but some people felt that it sounded too fake, or like you're just putting on, you're faking it. And a lot of people think that. A lot of people think that staging is there to fool you. But that's not the case at all. I find that the house speaks to you. I find that the house really loves it when you come in and you greet it and you cater to what the house is telling you. And every house has its own energy. And we just try, to work together and pull that out and show people what the house is saying,
Absolutely. I learned in the past from your stager and my dear friend Linda Moody that staging is, guess what? Decluttering, neutralizing, sterilizing, and anti-decorating. And I dived into this. She sent me an email with this four things and explanation. When I walk into the staged house, it's nobody's taste, it's not offending anybody, and it's everybody's taste.
That's
So
right.
decluttering, we all live in a one way and we show houses in a different way. So let's get all the extra furniture out. Let's get all the pictures from your family off the walls and neutralize it so everybody can relate to this. And also at the end of that process, they can see the walls, they can see the space. Speaking about small rooms, when you were talking about this, one of my listings, Linda put in a tiny room on the shortest wall, office furniture, office desk. On the longer wall, twin bed. On the other side, yoga mat and some exercise equipment. I'm like, oh my God, you can have all these three things in this tiny little room.
Right.
So many properties that couldn't sell when we take over and you guys take over and present the space the way what can be out of that space, it sells immediately.
Yeah, it's
I
magic, isn't it? It's magic.
it is magic.
Yeah.
I have a marketing piece in my presentation saying that nationwide, I don't know if you knew that, since you are in the preparation, I'm in sales. In that piece, it says that staged properties sell from 6 to 10% higher for the higher price than properties that are not staged.
Absolutely. Because you show people what it can be, and you show people, like I said, you fulfill the fantasy for them. But it's a completely different house when it's staged. And even my own house, I get too close to it. When it came time to sell my own house, I was too close to it to see it. I needed to bring in one of my clients to help me see the house in ways that I wasn't seeing it, and make sure that I wasn't throwing away rooms or missing the obvious, because it's really easy to do when you live in a house,
Well, the life spent creating and turning houses into magic is your life.
Yeah, I've been doing it.
That's fantastic.
I love it. I meet the clients, my clients at the houses, right? So I'll go out, and meet the agent sometimes, the homeowner with the agent sometimes, and the stager, and we walk through the house together. And I love that process. I love just the space planning, just to be because sometimes you'll have a. We just did this recently. There was a room that was off the kitchen. And it was much too big to be just a breakfast room. And yet this family had used it as a breakfast room all these years. And then in the family room was too large to be just a family room. And it had a fireplace that went in. So we ended up creating a breakfast room in front of that fireplace. We put another seating area in the room off the kitchen, and we added a room to the house that wasn't there before. So staging can do that. We can add a whole new room sometimes, and then when you go to do the listing, all of a sudden there's an extra den that wasn't there before.
Fantastic. I was
Yeah.
just thinking, It is a lot of fun. I was just thinking about one listing that you and your Linda created, staged. There was a huge room. You can do whatever you want with that room. And she put a long dining room with maybe 20 chairs. We were talking. I don't pretend I know anything about this. I just like learning from you, asking questions, and hearing what Linda says. And Linda says, "I want to paint a picture. I want to tell a story about the lifestyle for the next buyer and the next owner." So the story is not a fantasy. The story is desire to come to a wine country and have friends over and enjoy and look through the window, through the French doors, overlooking the beautiful garden, grapevines, the pool, and having a lifestyle that you were dreaming about, living in a tiny apartment in San Francisco. So your job is painting a picture and the lifestyle. With furniture, and
It's
you got
also, there's also, and you know this, like Sonoma, of course, is a second home community. Isn't it one out of every three homes, I think, in Sonoma, last I heard, was sold as a second home, right? So you're completely right. So when we go to stage that, when we go to stage a three bedroom house in Sonoma like that, you know, are we gearing it more toward a family, or are we looking at that second home lifestyle? You know, should the bedrooms be, you know, do you, in this house, are we expecting it's going to be multiple guests? Most likely in some of these houses. So rather than doing maybe two twins in a room, we'll do multiple king beds to show room for guests, that kind of thing. You know, whereas in other communities, or even in parts of Sonoma, you know, there's a great school nearby. This is clearly a family neighborhood. We really need to stage, you know, toward that direction. Or if it's an adult community, you know, how are we staging it so that someone in that community is going to enjoy the house? So you're right.
Yeah,
It's completely
I'm
different.
learning your thinking the way we are agents. When we list properties, we think, who is my buyer? And that's how you're thinking, to create the lifestyle and show the lifestyle that that house can provide for the next owner. I will never forget how you and I met. We were in a hot yoga studio of all places. And I
Remember
walked by, and you had some amazing energy, and I saw a face before the class, like, oh my God, what's going to happen? And I touched your hair like Mama Nada would do, and telling with a gesture, you're going to be fine. Next day, I know stager is coming with a furniture provider to my listing.
that.
This man looks familiar to me. Except for this time he has clothes on. So the ongoing joke in our community is, hey, I recognize you with the clothes on. We have to come up with new jokes now. So you and Linda, no, that was somebody else, walked through, did your magic. You guys are so polite. I always am amazed how you says, Nada, what do you think? As the boss, just take it over. I can't even come close. Just do your magic, I will do mine.
Well, and we appreciate that so much because, you know, staging is an organic process. And I always tell people, don't prune the tree before it has a chance to grow. Because so many, you know, sometimes you're working with agents, a pair of agents, a divorcing couple, and sometimes they've even got a stager and the stager's assistant, and everybody's got an opinion on what should happen. But you know, there is an organic process. And if you just get out of the way and let it happen, just like a piece of art, it unfolds. And then everybody involved come back and tweak and make their changes that they want to make, you know.
Don't have any suggestions when you are doing your job. I just love watching you, and I'm grateful that I can sneak in and listen how you're whispering to each other politely. I said, what do you think about this? This, take a few pictures next day. Magic. How did
We're
that happen?
actually talking about the dress you're wearing, or you know, like you see what Nada's wearing today, or no, I'm just kidding.
Well, that's my thing. Right.
Yeah, you are, you have a beautiful sense of fashion, that's for sure.
Thank you. So, how we met is in a hot yoga studio. I know you're there all the time working on yourself like the rest of us. Tell me, what else are you enjoying in Sonoma? Sonoma has so many things to offer, not just Sonoma, Sonoma County, Sonoma proper.
Yeah, Sonoma, I've had such a heart pull to Sonoma for so many years. I lived in San Francisco for 20 years, and every time I came up to the Sonoma area, oh, my heart was just pulled to this area. We bought a second home, my partner at the time and I bought a second home in Sonoma, up off of Vigilante Road, if you know where that is. It was by
Yes.
my parents' old A-frame, and that was my first house in Sonoma. And I still had a house in San Francisco at the time. But the trails and the walks back there, that area linked up to the area behind the developmental center, which is links up to Jack London Park. At the time, it wasn't part of Jack London Park, but it is now. And back in there are these beautiful old apple orchards that are just kind of decrepit over time. They're still producing apples. There's one tree back there that I call the healing tree because it's looks completely dead. I mean, it's like the trunk of the tree is rotted away and there's only a piece of it there. And yet at the top of the tree, it's still full and still producing apples. It's so beautiful. And so I first started to take those walks back there. There's also some great small lakes up in that area that you can walk around, Fern Lake and the lake up off of Sobra Vista. And I had grown up with horses, although I had never really ridden the horses when I was young, but I had taken care of them. And I always wanted to get horses again. So the opportunity came up, and I decided to leave San Francisco. A relationship ended, and decided to move to Sonoma and get a horse. And I sold the house up on Vigilante and bought a house in Sonoma that has the most beautiful little Hollywood horse barn you ever saw. And got my first horse, and then ended up getting a second horse. And the trails in Sonoma, I don't know if people realize this, but the horse trails, there's so many great horse trails. There's Sugarloaf, there's Annandale Regional Park, and of course Jack London. Amazing places to go horseback riding, and it's the most beautiful scenery. Everything from, beautiful tall redwoods to, the scrub oaks, and it's just beautiful. It really is one of the most amazing places to live. And of course, the weather here, you never really get snow. The weather never really gets horrible. I mean, on the property we live on now, this time of year, it's gorgeous. The grass is beautifully green. All the moss is bright green and vibrant. But there's no season in Sonoma that's ugly. I mean, spring is phenomenal. The mustard's coming out now. And then during the summer, the vines are all bright green and the rest of the valley is golden. It's just a scrumptious place to live, isn't it, Nada? And the
Oh,
community, people like you, the community is amazing here.
community. Well, I am obviously not from here, and I feel so embraced with my community, not just yoga community, everywhere we go, everywhere. It's such a friendly, wonderful place. I spend a lot of mornings on the bike path here. It's from my front door, 1 hour back and forth. Sunrise, people. We some people know each other, some people don't. It's always a big smile, good morning, and a little comment. Are you enjoying this weather? It's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
So beautiful. And if you are into big gatherings, farmers markets, city party, I do go and take a look for a minute or two. I'm more into one-on-one or taking a yoga class, hot Pilates class, classes in our studio. Speaking about one out of three homes, to go back to one out of three homes being second or third or fifth home, people come from all over the world now to buy houses here. You know what's happening? After COVID, lots of younger people came to Sonoma to buy a second home, a little bit of land for elbow room for their kids. Of course, pool was a must. And they're not going home. They're not going back to, so their second home is now primary home, and they spend 1 or 2 days in San Francisco. Why would you not stay here? When I'm noticing in hot Pilates class and other yoga classes, tons of young people that came to Sonoma, now they're coming to the studio, 40 people in one class. Wow. I haven't seen that much younger people before COVID. So we are gentrifying. The town is becoming
Yeah.
hip than ever before.
When I first decided to leave San Francisco and move to Sonoma, at that time my warehouse was still in San Francisco, and I thought, is this crazy? What am I thinking? To commute so far away, it's really not that bad. It's an hour to get to the city, at the time. And then, of course, eventually, now I've moved my warehouse up into the Sonoma area. But it's really not that bad. I was watching one of those programs on television, where they're sh selling houses. It's a house hunting TV show, and they had this couple that lived in San Bruno, I think, and in an apartment, and they were looking for a home. And the closest home they could afford was in Fairfield, and they were showing this, and I thought, wow, these people are going to commute from Fairfield to San Bruno every day, So it's really, once you look at how some commutes are, the commute from Sonoma is really not that bad if you're going all the way to the city. And I always say that, Sonoma is not on the way to anything. It's like if you're going up to Healdsburg, or if you go to St. Helena, the traffic is unbearable because there's that 101 crawl north sometimes. And to St. Helena, as Silverado Trail or Highway 29, I think it is, they get so backed up. But Sonoma, once you get through 37, it's so easy to get to. It's like it's this oasis in the middle of all this congestion in some ways, And it's also got this amazing small town feeling, where they still have the 4th of July parade and the square, and you still get this old small town feeling, and yet you get out of here and you get into all that traffic in other areas, So.
I agree. I lived in five different countries, grew up in a big city, lived in big cities my entire life. Sonoma is small. I just checked the other day, has around 11,000 people. However, we have everything that a big city has. Last night, I went to the theater, live theater, instead of driving to San Francisco and looking for parking for 20 minutes and maybe jeopardizing for my car to be stolen. In the
Right.
meantime, theater is 2 seconds off of the square of Sonoma. It was really spectacular. I watched the new production, Sylvia. It was amazing. They're amazing. So we
And we
have
have
theater.
amazing restaurants. I mean, the food here is world-class food, We are an hour and 15 minutes from three major airports: Sacramento, Oakland, or San Francisco. If you're booking a trip somewhere, you can pick any one of those three airports and have the exact same commute to that airport. Sacramento, I love flying out of Sacramento because it's so easy to park there. The parking is so much more economical, and it's just not as congested as some of the other airports. But we're so lucky because we just have this perfect positioning for all of those things. And if we want to get to the city, we can get there quickly. If we want to get to Costco, we can get there quickly, and yet it's not right here in our town, And Bennett
We,
Valley Road, I mean, that's gorgeous out there, isn't it? I mean, Bennett Valley Road, Bennett
yes,
Valley, isn't that beautiful? Yeah.
beautiful. We are in love with our Sonoma. We are in love with our community. I feel lucky
Yeah, we are lucky.
every single day, every single day. Thank you so much, Stuart, for coming and sharing this Passion for Sonoma with me today. Thank you for being a guest, taking the time. And I know I will see you in yoga more than sooner than what is today? Maybe on Thursday. Thank you so much. Have a fabulous week.
Thanks, Nada. It's good to see you.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Sonoma Voices. We hope you enjoyed it. I know I did. If you want to know more about our beautiful Sonoma, please email me at annrothbart@yahoo.com. And remember to follow the podcast to keep updated when we release new exciting voices.